right, guys, welcome to a brand new episode of SideQuest Podcast. Listen in and level up. I have a great episode for you today, but first, as always, let's get through the show notes. If you're not following the Facebook page, head over to Facebook, type SideQuest Fitness into the search bar, and like the page. There, you're going to get updates on podcast episodes, articles when they get posted, and you're going to get a brand new taco recipe every Tuesday for Taco Camp. Plus lots of other shenanigans and nerd talk throughout the week. So make sure you head over to Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. My handle is SideQuestFM. If you want to see some cool videos and random stuff on Instagram as well, you can follow me on Instagram. Same handle, SideQuestFM. Or follow me on Snapchat, SideQuestFit. Follow me there. Send me your questions. I want to get all the questions from you, help you as much as I can on your fitness journey or your journey in life, whatever it may be. But head over to Snapchat, SideQuestFit, follow me there. You get a little more personal, in-depth look at the shenanigans I get into throughout every day. But I do love getting questions from the community, so please send them out to me. If you have not left a review for the podcast, please head over to iTunes. If you're not listening on iTunes and you listen on SoundCloud or Stitcher, leave a review there as well. When you leave reviews, it helps me move up the charts on the iTunes store so that more people can see and hear the amazing guests that I've had on and have on each and every single week. So make sure you head over there. And don't forget, if you haven't picked up your copy of the 7 Principles of Fat Loss, head over to sidequestfitness.com/7principles and you can pick up your copy of the 7 Principles of Fat Loss. These are the same 7 principles I follow each and every day and teach my clients to help them shred away more body fat, unlock heroic strength, and just look better naked. So if you want to unlock strength or just look better naked in the mirror, head over again, grab those 7 principles of fat loss, and start following those today. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. So over the last few months, you have heard me talking about my online clients, and you've heard from a few of my online clients as well about what they've done on their fitness quest with me. With summer heading in, I am taking a few more clients on to help people get ready for summer, help you get ready for bikini season or swimsuit season, or maybe this is your first time. Maybe you've decided that that's it. You want to get in shape, and you need someone to help you with your journey. On your journey. You need a Gandalf. And a Samwise to guide you as you head into Frodo. And I am your Gandalf and Samwise all packed in to one. I am taking on a few more clients. If you are interested, head over to sidequestfitness.com/coach and check out the page. You can apply there. You can find out more about what coaching entails and also see some of the amazing transformations that my clients have had while working with me. So head over to sidequestfitness.com/coach and apply today. Yo, what up? So I'm back with another episode, and this time it is a testimonial episode from my client Brandon Ridner, who has crushed it over the year of 2017. He has lost over 20 pounds of fat, gained about 10 to 12 pounds of lean mass, and the dude just looks jacked, lean, sexy. So much has been done in this year with him. He had a few injuries. We've worked around it. He's discovered that he loves fitness. He's bought the Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding, thinking about possibly getting a certification as well. But Brandon has grown so much, and he shares his story, where he came from, what he struggled with, and what he has discovered while working with me throughout 2017. So enough of me talking. Let's hear from Brandon Ridner, one of my kick-ass online clients.
Step up and you gotta get it fitness. Host Rob at the moment and the quest is, you gotta check it and wreck it. You're breaking personal records, and with the help of the guests, you won't be guessing on the lessons. That's a plus 5 fierce. Got a low key bamf right here. You wanna meet him, there's no better way to greet him than to strike a boss pose. Take a look into the mirror.
Alright guys, welcome to the show. Oh man, I have a great guest for you today. I have another one of my clients on the podcast to talk about his transformation, what he's been through in working with me and my coaching program. And this guy has crushed it. And we've grown close over the last 8 months. We've bonded over our mutual love of Brand New, all of the nerd stuff that we love. And the dude's just crushed it, you know, all throughout. He's lost, over 20 pounds, of fat, but he's also gained muscle. So like, it's kind of hard to be like, hey, you've lost, like, getting the rough estimate. Right now, I'm looking at, like, 25 pounds of fat, gaining about 10 to 12 pounds of muscle. So right around, you know, a total right around 20 pounds or so of total weight loss. He's gained 3 inches on his shoulders, his upper body. His back is looking jacked. And he's just, he's crushing it, man. But the one and the only, Brandon Ridner. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Oh, doing well, doing well. So Brandon, what, just so the listeners get a little idea of you and your history, what was life like before you hopped on my coaching program?
Well, like I talked about previously, I bounced back and forth with how I treated fitness for the longest time. I've done semi-pro football. I've done other sports. I trained MMA at one point, but like my typical thing is that I'm a runner. I like to run. So, and running's not really that great for building muscle because you're just pretty much annihilating it. So I can get like, I could get skinny, but like never actually got in shape per se. So yeah, you get your, to a certain point where, you know, you just get, for the lack of the better term, I believe we all call it skinny fat.
Yeah.
And that's where I ended up. And that's where it kind of brought me to where I am today.
So, you know, being a runner and having, you know, lost weight before, and I know you said you've put it back on. Why did you know that weightlifting was something you needed to do to reach that body that was not skinny fat?
Well, I've always known that the weightlifting part was just very important, and I, you know, for just bad habits, just stayed away from back there. Because after you, because they got very comfortable, because you would just see where, you know, getting on a treadmill, going outside and running, you would just, the results are pretty immediate, even though when you lift weights, you continually burn calories afterwards. But when you're running and you just start getting skinny, you just keep running. Trailing off there.
No, you're fine, dude. Let me ask you. So, you know, you're in your 30s, and
yeah,
you know, you're getting older. And one thing that as we age, we tend to lose muscle mass, and that's important because our muscle is our metabolism, and you don't want to be a, you know, 55 year old dude who has the metabolism of, you know, a young sorority girl or dancer and doesn't eat anything because you don't want to gain any fat. And of course, you know, strength training is important as we age because it keeps us able to get up and out of our chairs. How have you noticed, like, in your older age, not that you are old,
but we're getting there.
Yeah. But as you age, like, how have you noticed muscle building and lifting weights improve your quality of life?
Well, I mean, it's across the board. It's everything. I fit into things better. I look better. I feel better. I'm just simply stronger. It's one of those ones where, you know, you just, I feel fuller and more capable of doing what I need to do throughout my day. There's really no substitute for it at this current point. I mean, and plus, I mean, just even the stupid little energy boost you get just by catching yourself in the mirror, just walking by, you can have a bad day and just be like, look at that arm. Look at that arm.
Speaking of walking by, and go ahead.
Well, this is largely where you find yourself with it. It's very important because especially holding on to that muscle, because you are right. When I'm going to be 35, and as almost all of us men know that, you know, once you start getting towards your 30s, you can go look up all your high level athletes. You start watching that natural testosterone production drop, and that makes it a little bit harder to maintain your muscles. So once you begin losing them, I mean, there's always a chance that you can get them back. You got to really harbor them, foster them, grow them. You got to maintain them for as long as you can. Because my father is a really great example of this. My father and I have been in relatively similar shape throughout our lives. So for the blueprint of like how I'm going to look, I can very easily just look at my father because I'm a carbon copy of this man. And I was just at a birthday party with him yesterday, and poor guy is like lamenting because he sees how I look now, and he's just like, I remember when I used to look that way. That was just a guy where he just took a shoulder injury and I mean, he's a shoveler all his life. He's a construction guy, always been in good shape, and now gets up into his early 50s and just a couple shoulder injuries kept him out of the gym, and now he can't build like he used to.
So you've had some injuries in the past, Brendan. What steps did you take or have you taken to, you know, heal those injuries and prevent prevent your history and fear of, oh my God, I can do that again from happening?
Well, that's actually something that just comes from being a Ridener, because we are well known for blowing ourselves up. I have no idea what runs in our family tree with that, but we hurt ourselves a lot. We're not even klutzy, just injuries happen. And that's just the biggest thing I can say, is that injuries happen. A lot of them tend to be freaky. I know I tend to put mine on a pedestal when they happen, where I'm just like, all right, I'm shutting this down and I'm moving away from it. But the big conundrum that usually comes from when I injure myself is that's usually the point where there's like a duality of my personality. When I'm perfectly healthy and I'm going to the gym, I am absolutely about my life. I am 100% diets on point. Exercise, I'm going out there, I'm just crushing it, I'm slinging everything I can. But then when the injury inevitably happens, the next thing that happens is the duality of the gamer personality me comes out, and I'm ordering pizza every day, sitting on the couch, powering through a 10-hour session of Destiny, throwing back a couple Sunset Wheats, and before you know it, I'm right back to where I was 3 months prior to when I was crushing it at the gym. It's one of the biggest tests of character I think you'll ever see, is when you are injured, to not completely drown yourself in comfort foods and just pouting for yourself. You just got to find a workaround. You got to be willing to work around it.
So in this journey, Brendan, you've had a couple little flare ups. We had a little elbow thing. Took a break from some heavy benching for a while, just to let that leave you, because you're an active guy throughout the day. You work on your feet. You're moving. You're not just sitting at a desk and typing or.
Yeah, I'm a warehouse clerk, so I'm constantly, like, my life is pretty much just lifting things up and putting them down, and then every single day I walk a bare minimum at my job of 6 miles.
Yeah. When those flare-ups have happened, how this time have you stayed in the game versus last time, where you were like, but fuck it, I'm ordering pizza and I'm going to play Destiny for like 12 hours?
A lot of it's because I'm on a contract. But no, it's I wanted a bit more this time. It's a lot of what you need to do with life is recognizing your own faults and how to best patch them up. I mean, defaults and our faults in character are just, that's what they are. Long time to learn how to build a bridge to get over those. So as part of like this turn through fitness, I obviously hired somebody to help me go through this. And so when I made that mindset that I'm like, all right, well, if I'm going to help myself by hiring someone to help myself, then I'm going to give this every single thing I got. And I'm going to really make sure that, what was the word I was looking for there? This is 100% dedicated to cause. So I was going to honored the time commitment that I put into it. And so that's exactly what I went through, is that for 8 months, 12 months, however long it goes, this is what I'm doing. Injuries or not, I'm going to make sure that I do not step back into this part of life until this part of life has been accomplished. I have a singular goal here. So, and that's to be a stripper.
I was going to bring that question up. You still, so for those who don't know, if you've never applied for coaching, when you go on to the website, sidequestfitness.com/coach, and you apply, I have a questionnaire. Because one, I want to make sure we're going to be a good fit. I want to make sure your goals and my goals match up. And Brendan still to this day has the best answer for what will you do once you achieve your goals. And most people are like, oh, I'll buy a new pair of pants. I'll go on vacation. I'm going to do something that I get to use this new body in a new way. And Brendan's was, I want to have confidence enough to strip off all my clothes on stage and go on stage as the Cock Knight.
I've never laughed harder in my life. So tell everyone, where did this idea come from?
All right. So I think the ultimate achievement of like physical fitness that you can get to is because there's a very counterpoint that you actually brought up yesterday about the two steps to wearing a kilt. One, buy a kilt. Two, fuck what anybody else thinks. Wear the kilt.
Yeah.
So you had the point of logic where, you know, technically I could just strip today, just going out there and strip. But it was right before my 30th birthday, and I was playing semi-pro football, and I was actually in really, really good shape. But I was skinny, and I wasn't, like, in physical good shape. I just, you know, I could run. I could fit into clothes. So I came up with this, like, mindset. I'm like, what would be the ultimate thing I could do to really boost my confidence, be, like, happy with my physique? And I'm like, I want to be at a point where, you know, I could go out to a strip club and try to do an amateur night. I don't know if they even do amateur nights, but I'm pretty sure if you just go out there and be like, can I rent the stage for 3 minutes? And I'm obviously a dork, so the whole entire concept behind this became, you know, well, I'm going to dress up as Batman when I do it, and I'm going to play the 1960s Adam West. And I'm like, I'm going to call myself the Cock Knight. It's not the cock you need. It's the cock you deserve. I'm going to put a little cape on them and a cowl, and it's going to be a good old fun time. And my goal was, I want to do this before my 30th birthday. And quite unfortunately, after that idea was born, I tore my ACL, my meniscus, and part of my PCL all in one injury. And so I'm like, all right, well, this really gives me incentive to work through this injury. So I held on to that, like, because what became a running joke actually became a very real goal in my mind at that point. I'm sitting with this devastating knee injury. I can't walk. I mean, things that they don't tell you when you tear an ACL, good luck pooping, because if you ever want to have a good, like, laugh at yourself, try pooping with a straight leg. Not fun. So you have to relearn the whole entire process to walk. So this stupid little I'm going to go strip on stage thing became, like, a very real goal, something for me to hold on to try and get through this recovery. And that's exactly what I did. So I'm like, by my 31st birthday, I'm going to go strip. And that didn't shake out either. I wasn't even ready by 31. I finally got to a point where I could actually begin progressing. And then by 32, you know, I just recently got into a relationship and kind of things fell by the wayside. I gained my relationship 30 pounds. It was all happy. We're eating pizza. We're doing dumb stuff. So, and then harking in the back of my mind is fitness brand and be like, hey, remember that time you want to show everybody your wiener? You should probably get back to work on that. And the actual big, like, catalyst that changed that whole entire mindset again was we went to go to Cleveland's Comic Con a little while ago, and they had Karen Gillan of the Guardians of the Galaxy and Doctor Who fame. Me and the girlfriend are both Doctor Who fans. It was actually kind of how our relationship started. Was I asked her which doctor she preferred, and I believe I used some reference of sand shoes or bow ties, and she thought I was trying to nerd card her. I'm like, no, that's what they said in Day of the Doctor. They're making fun of David Tennant for having sneakers. But we kind of went from there, and we both like Amy Pond. So when we get to go, I'll send you the photo later. But we got a photo on the fridge, and I leave that thing there every single day of me at 305 pounds in a photo of Karen Gillan, who, by the way, looks like a very, very small woman. So I look like Hodor in the photo. Like, she could literally climb inside me and drive me around like a Japanese mech. That was real catalyst. When I'm like, I need to become the Cock Knight again, not Hodor. And that was about a year and a half ago when I really put the feet back down. And I think I got a hold of you 6 months after that photo, because I went through a fitness challenge at work, lost weight. And even after I lost weight from the original photo, you could still see I was still out of shape. So it's a long journey. And I think I'd set by next December, the Cock Knight's coming out one way or another.
So Brandon, you know, one of the questions I ask you in the questionnaire that I send out, and you shot a short video, you know, answering them, it was outside of your physical transformation, what other areas of your life have you improved upon or noticed improvement? And you said for you, you've notoriously been your own worst critic. how have you throughout this and with the challenges that, that come with just daily life and, you know, I know when we first started, you had a family thing come up, again, right at like day 20, day 21, when I tell everyone, like, you start this journey and life just throws like a left hook at you. How did you keep from being your own worst critic throughout this?
I was my own worst critic throughout this because I wasn't expecting my body to move as slow as it was. And I can only hearken it back to, I apparently like that word today. I can only really think back on it that I was super confident because of how my life would go throughout my 20s of being able to bounce back from things like this, that I did not give myself an honest assessment or even really account for how slow my body might move. So I picked up that Arnold Schwarzenegger book, in particular the Bodybuilding Encyclopedia Guide. And a lot of it harked on, well, there goes that word again. A lot of it touched upon the exact same points of like what we had been talking about and honest assessments and that, you know, in his own book, he's like, well, look, you know, they call it working out for a reason because if you're not going to work, get out. And as little like things like that add up, I'm a big fan of Bartlett's quotes. So I just kind of dwell on things like that. That's why I do well with song lyrics. But it's just a lot of those things spoke to me and really began thinking about it. And yeah.
Cool. So Brandon, for you and where you are now, if you were to talk to Brandon the day of that Comic-Con, okay, standing there, 305 pounds, what do you think you would tell 305-pound Brandon, and what do you think 305-pound Brandon would think of you right now? 50 pounds lighter, more muscular, more energy. I mean, still, I don't think you as your character has changed. I think you are who you are, but what do you think that difference would be?
Well, we would have been on the same page there. We just would have probably looked at each other and been like, are we doing this again? Did this seriously happen again? And then I probably would have slapped the Wild Bill's craft soda out of my hand. But it was the black cherry. You'd be like, get that thing out of here. that would have been about it. I mean, like I said, this has been through this, but I mean, probably would have told 50-pound Brandon that day, make sure you enjoy Melt Bar while you can, because it's the last time you're going for a while. If you haven't been to Melt Bar, you need to go to Melt Bar. Just anybody who's into physical fitness should probably not have heard that statement. Do not go to Melt Bar. And do not get the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon sandwich. It is unhealthy for you. Just leave it for me.
Wait, what is this sandwich?
All right, so have you ever heard of Melt Bar?
No.
All right, Melt Bar's a sandwich shop out in Cleveland. It was featured on Man vs. Food, where they had like a 15-pound grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay, actually.
Except they're actually a really good sandwich shop. They had a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon sandwich that they bring out during the holidays. And it's 6 different kinds of bacon. They do like a bacon cream sauce. They put bacon in the bread. It's a really good sandwich.
All right.
When Sarah goes there, she'll end up getting a chicken and waffle sandwich, or they have one where they make the whole entire bun out of mac and cheese. Like I said, it's not a very healthy. As if you're planning a cheat day of all cheat days, go to Melt Bar in Cleveland. You won't be disappointed.
All right, it sounds like the Vortex in Atlanta. They have the double bypass and triple bypass burger. It's the double bypass is 2 8-ounce patties, 6 strips of bacon, like strips, 6 strips of cheese, and the bun is 2 grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah,
it's like 6,000 calories. It's delicious. I've had it once, but it's like 6,000 calories. So, Brandon, for you know, online training was a new thing for you, something you had never done, you know, before. What did you enjoy the most about online training?
I like the duality aspect of it because you are doing everything your damn self. You have to go out to the gym. You got to make it happen. You got to be the one putting in the work. You're the one that has to be researching these things too, because while you get the videos, you have to really make sure you're doing the proper form, you're doing everything proper. But there is somebody on the other end of the line. There is always someone you can get a hold of. it's there, but I mean, it's not hand holding. I previously talked about how I don't like other trainers at gyms, and it's not all trainers. Cause I don't want to make it sound like that. Cause I guarantee, you know, there are just some instances. Cause like I go to like I'm going to say a mid budget gym. Cause in our area we have like your Planet Fitnesses of the world are $9. We have like a Fitness 19, which was $19, and they dropped the price down to $9 because Planet Fitness came in. But I went to a gym that used to be a super gym and kind of dropped its price to be more midget or more mid-budget conscious. So it's like $25 a month. But like when you go in there, like none of their staff cares. No one. And you watch them working out with people and they're just playing on their phones the entire time. And that's not the experience I wanted. And it's pretty expensive what you're paying them for too, just to do whatever they're doing. And you also, cause if you're there often enough, you just catch them doing the exact same things to the exact same, like just other people. It's like it's a one trick pony. Be like, okay, well here's what you're doing. And they just take them to the same spot and same floor and everybody's doing the same workout. They're just reading off a book. They're not really going to anybody's like fitness goals or plans. It's just nothing I wanted to do on their end. But when I looked over here at personal training, is that you get online, you get a certain standard that you get. That was the biggest thing I needed, was a plan, because I forgot how to lift weights in the end, because that's where I trailed off in that conversation earlier. I just ultimately forgot to learn how to lift weights because I did that fitness training or fitness challenge at work and I didn't want to gain any muscle because I wanted to win. So, I mean, this is a pretty unhealthy moment for me when I was doing this because, like, I lost weight, but, like, all I was doing was running. All I was eating was fish. And I was not going to gain any muscle because muscle weighs more. And I wanted to win this contest. So I just went through all that. And when I went to the gym first time, I'd be like, okay, well, I'm skinny now, so I should probably start, like, lifting weights again. I'm typically a guy that curls about 35, 45 pounds, and I grabbed a 35-pound dumbbell, and I curled it twice, and then that was it. That was my arm workout. They were done. They were absolutely gone. Tried doing 20s, and they locked up for almost 7 days. It was just like, no. It was, got a hold of you shortly after. I'm just like, I don't know what to do back here anymore. It's just, clearly, I've been running for 4 years. I don't know what to do back towards the free weight section anymore. I just needed a workout plan. Needed a Sherpa to show me how to grow the muscles.
A Sherpa. I like that. I'm your Sherpa up the mountain of gains. So Brandon, now that you've discovered, you know, the power of lifting, you're back doing it. What have you enjoyed the most?
About lifting again?
Yeah, about like lifting again, like throughout the process, what have you enjoyed the most?
Oh, well, obviously it's the gains. I mean, the gains are really slow in the first 4 months. Like, and that's where it goes back to the beating hard on myself, was I did not see what I wanted to see in the first 4 months. And that's where I had to really sit down and an honest assessment of myself, be like, maybe I'm the one that was wrong and I was further out. And I was further out. Everyone's noticing now. I'm noticing now. I mean, the gains have been pretty tremendous. So, and that's ultimately what I enjoy the most, is that, you know, I'm starting to take on a certain aesthetic. And I hate to be someone that is vain, because that is usually the last thing I'm not. But I want to be proud of my body, and I want to be proud of things that I've accomplished. And as I am entering a pivotal year in my life at 35, I mean, you don't know how much longer you're going to keep these things if you don't work towards them. And I don't want to be a guy walking around with a beer belly. I want to be a guy walking around where people kind of look at my arms and they're like, that dude is living that life. And that's what I want to be about. And that's what I enjoy the most about all this, is that I get pumped to go to the gym. Like when I get these little injuries, I get upset because I'm like, I can't go to the gym today. And it's pretty much destiny has become the gym. It's going to be really funny to see how they're going to work each other out, you know, when September 9th comes and D2 comes out.
Brandon, you said, you know, living that life. What is living that life to you? You know, walking around and obviously people can tell you work out and, you know, you get compliments and that's awesome. But like, what is living that life?
Living that life is actually a pretty strict understanding of dietary. It's living that life is understanding that every single time you wake up, you got to factor in every single calorie that you're going to be putting into that body to make sure that you're putting the proper fuel in there. Obviously, we got a lot of leeway because it's, you know, I'm eating to a macro set, so I can still enjoy something like ice cream, but that means I'm going to be cutting something off down the tree. And it's something you got to be conscious about. And that's part of living that life is when my coworkers come up to me and they're all smashing off the food truck. I'm the guy that's in the corner eating an orange and chewing on 3 bags of tuna. Like, I need 50 grams of protein and I need not a lot of carbs out of this meal. So that's living that life. It's really watching what you're doing, telling myself I'm not going to have beer today, maybe by Sunday, and I have to earn that beer too. There's a lot of it is like, you know, when junk food comes up that I am going to eat and I'm going to enjoy, I got to make sure I tell myself I have to earn this. Then it's also showing up to the gym. It's about clocking in every single time. Rock makes a reference to, you know, rent's due. You got to get to the gym. And that's something else that I kind of like swing to, you know, hey, you got to pay your body's rent. You got to go to lean mass and atone for your calorie sins. It's part of living that life is you don't earn, you earn these things. You don't get them. You have to earn them. So it's a lot of that's getting out there and just, you got to do the work.
Have you noticed that, you know, when you're at work and everyone's eating off the food truck, do you enjoy work more? Like, do you notice that you work better, you're more efficient, you're more effective at your job because of getting in, getting lean and having the right nutrition?
No.
Damn it. You're supposed to say yes to that.
I've been at that job for 11 years. There's no, every morning I wake up, I'm just like, oh man, I feel stronger throughout my job. I do. But yeah, there's been no attitude change towards that work. It's just work.
All right. I got you. So Brandon, you know, as we sort of wrap up here, what would you tell anyone who is listening to this and maybe they've listened to the podcast for a while and they're thinking, you know, they've heard me talk to clients, they've heard me talk about online training, or maybe they're just thinking about getting in charge of their own health. What would you tell them? What words of wisdom would you leave the audience with?
If you're questioning the cost of doing something like this, just remember at the very end, you can become a stripper and that will pay all the bills, right? Am I wrong?
Dollar bills, baby, dollar bills. Tax free. Nobody's got to know when it's cash.
Yeah, it's all tips, man. No, ultimately, look, you just do it. Look, if you have any questions about what you're going to be doing or you're looking at yourself and you're like, how can I change this? You can't change it until you want it and you just go for it. What are you going to lose other than weight? You got nothing else but the gain. So just try it. I mean, if you've already been steadfast into trying something, because that was the ultimate changing point for me is that, you know, sometimes you have to change the paradigm, the way of thinking on how you're approaching things. And if you've not gotten the juice out of the orange that you're trying to get, see if there was a different way to juice the orange. And that's exactly what I ended up doing. And I think that's what a lot of people should just openly evaluate themselves, be honest about it, and just try. Because what's the worst that happens? You sign up for 4 months, and if it wasn't for you, you just kind of move on. But in the meantime, you're going to get a structure, you're going to get a plan, and someone that's working with you to try and get there. The pack is stronger together. So if you're out there trying to lone wolf it, you're going to eat less than the pack does. So just join the pack. Let someone help you help yourself. It's about the best you can do for yourself and just allow yourself that luxury, because unless you know it all, we could all use a little bit of help. And I thought I knew it all. And it took me not being able to lift some dumbbells to be like, well, I pretty much screwed up, so I should probably just go and lift some help. And pretty happy I did. Very happy I did.
Awesome, dude. Awesome. I love that you Man, now I might have to change the name of the man cave to the pack, because that just sounds so much better. Oh, I love that. Like, but the pack. I love it. The wolf pack, except without so much hangover things. Oh, Zach Galifianakis. Well, awesome. Brandon, you crushed it, man. I've been so impressed by the work you put in, each and every day. So, guys, if you have any questions, reach out, sidequestfitness@gmail.com. You can apply over at sidequestfitness/coach, and you can see Brandon's testimonial and his amazing results over there as well. So, Brandon, thank you so much for coming on the show, brother.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm not done yet. We'll end up doing this again because, I mean, people are going to need to know when I'm stripper ready. So this journey is not even close to being done. This is a pit stop. This train keeps going.
There we go. All right, guys. Thank you again, Brandon, for coming on the show, and we'll see you next time.
Step up and you gotta get it fitness. Host Rob at the moment and the quest is, you gotta check it and wreck it. You're breaking personal records, and with the help of the guests, you won't be guessing on the lessons. That's a +5 fierce. Got a low-key Banff right here. You wanna meet him, there's no better way to greet him than to strike a boss pose. Take a look into the mirror.